Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, March the 18th, and ending on Sunday, March 24th, which is going to actually be Palm Sunday this year for those who celebrate Easter. Now, I am really going to be doing a separate podcast that will come in this blog post, also because when we get to Monday, the 25th of March, we are having at 3 a.m. in the Eastern, well, it's daylight time now, we're having our Libra full moon, but it is also an eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra. So this is important, and if you haven't heard my lecture on the eclipses, some of the things that we talked about, the Asheville Friends of Astrology have already shown themselves to be, you know, happening. So I will go into that alone, that one eclipse alone. But for the purposes of this particular recording, let's keep in mind that we're in the waxing second quarter phase of the moon. We want to start getting some things done on our plans and our goals, and we should, because we are also, right as this eclipse arises next Monday, the 25th, we are going to be going into the slowdown of Mercury. And the retrograde for Mercury, you may remember, is April Fool's Day. Just to give you a little more fun on that day. That's what they were thinking, I guess, up there in the celestial calendar keepers. Anyway, let's look at the week first, and keeping in mind also that this is the week before a full moon and an eclipsed moon, which will be focused on the idea of relationship. So, things that happen between you and others, perhaps, on this week and the other weeks that have already passed, may come to the head, or the point where something is either celebrated or needs to change or can't be tolerated and must be let go of situation. So just be aware of that even as we are looking at this week's forecast. Okay, so on Monday we get a good early start to the day, because we've had a moon in Cancer, waxing moon in Cancer trine, Saturn in Pisces that came in at 4:29 a.m. Eastern. And that was maybe in dreams you were feeling you were being supported and some of your fears and concerns. You know, Saturn in Pisces, as I say, that's not the only thing it is, definitely. But it does bring up a lot of that victim consciousness, you know, things dissolving, structures that we count on, that kind of thing. So the moon in Cancer will be nurturing in that moment. So we may feel a little stronger as we wake. Moon is sextile Jupiter in Taurus, 9:24 a.m. exact. And of course, that's very optimistic. That always might make you hungry. Cancer, along with Taurus, and an expanded Taurus at that, and the moon in Cancer. Yeah, that's, you know, if you're ever going to make the pancakes that you only make once a year, that's the morning for that. Might as well go along with it. It won't be like that for another month, so. The moon then, however, goes on to square Mercury in Aries at 10:29 a.m. So this is really somebody's being very independent and aggressive, and the moon in Cancer is feeling wounded and hurt. And that's one thing about the sign of Cancer. Boy, you can wound and hurt without even knowing it, and suddenly that person doesn't exist in your life anymore. they go right into that shell. They don't communicate about it unless you've got them really angry, when they will, you know, get their claws to work on you right away. However, this is passing again, and the moon is kind of echoing the idea that there may have been wounding, and maybe even the moon in Cancer has been or will be wounding when it squares Chiron in Aries at 4:24 p.m. Because, you know, moon in Cancer wants everybody right around, you know, stay here, stay cozy, let's be together and be safe and all of that. And, you know, Aries is just completely not interested in that. You know, and the Chiron wound in Aries is, you know, I need to express my independent self, and I've been thwarted before, so I don't know how to do it in the healthiest way possible. So 4:24 p.m., you might get a chance to see what that looks like on Monday. But the moon is going to the next planetary aspect, which is a sextile to Uranus and Taurus, 8:20 p.m. So this is a helpful, again, sextiles are helpful opportunities to take a look at some changes that you might make that will help you feel more secure, and even financially, or in terms of your home, real estate, and things like that. Or you might be also interested in a new diet, or some healthy cuisine, or some unusual cuisine, healthy or not. Moon goes on with the psychic energies up. Well, it is going into the trine to Neptune. So that's rest of Monday evening and up until 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 19th, which is going to bring us another thing that I need to talk about. But first, the trine to Neptune, and then the harmony of the lights, the moon trine, the sun in Pisces, until 2:52 p.m. So we may feel really on track, and we know why, and we know what, and we're really able to anticipate, but we also feel good and our relationships are flowing. Yay. Well, it doesn't last, because after this, it lasts until the moon enters Leo at 3:33 p.m. on Tuesday. It is going into an opposition to Pluto in Aquarius until 6:49 p.m. And so that's why your relationship energies shift, because somebody needs the attention and needs to feel either like the queen or the king of the situation, but there's that power of Pluto, and it's in Aquarius, which is the group. You know, you aren't that special. What about everybody else? doesn't work that well. Mm-mm. And the moon in Leo is going to have a difficult track here, because after that, it really makes no other planetary aspect until it squares Jupiter in Taurus, and that will be Wednesday at 9:35 p.m. So you won't feel that right away, but you may have that urge because you were feeling not appreciated. So, you know, you might be thinking about compensating for that, maybe with a little spending spree, maybe with a lot of chocolate. You know, so if you feel those thoughts rising up, you know, you'll know where they're coming from. But what happens on Tuesday the 19th at 11:06 p.m. this year is when the sun enters Aries. And we have, as you know, if this astrologer is going to tell you, we have the equinox that occurs during the spring. Because, boy, if you lived where I live in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, or even in the mountains, you will be seeing spring like crazy. I mean, today it's warm, really warm. It will go colder again, but the season isn't about the temperature. I mean, we've been led to believe that, and yes, of course, there's going to be different temperatures, but really it's the angle of the sun and the hours of daylight that are making things happen. So we've already seen a lot of the blooming trees here and some of the beautiful lights, we used to call it spring green, leaves, are on trees now. We've got iris blooming, you know, we've hyacinths, just you name it, it's happening. And it has been happening for a couple of weeks. But what is happening at the equinox, equal hours of day and night, is a shift again for the sun. Literally, that is what we are looking at. And it goes into the 0 degree of Aries, which is what we call one of the universal power degrees, are the cardinal signs, because they are the initiators of things. And Aries, as the first sign of the zodiac, and also in the development of manifestation, it is the quick and intense spark of fire that starts things like a flame going, but also that started you. The big bang of light was when the sperm met the egg and the process would begin. A new individual manifestation is occurring. And it will go on through the signs of the zodiac. This is a class I teach. The next one being Taurus, which is where we have to build a permanent manifestation of us, a home for that individual expression. So here it is. And I've been looking at the chart that is showing us this ingress, as they call it, the sun moving into the sign of Aries. And it isn't set for any place in particular. This chart is zero Aries rising, just to look and see. What are the other planets doing? What is relating to that equinox sun? And what we actually have, which is interesting, is the sextile coming into the sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. Now, Aries and Aquarius are the signs of innovation. Yes, invention. Unique and new. This is a really powerful thing to find at the equinox for this particular year. So we know there's going to be, for the time between the equinox and the spring, where we're going into the much lighter half of the year, we're growing, waxing in light, just like we're waxing in light now to get to the full moon. We're going to wax in light till we get to the midsummer solstice, the greatest degree of light, right? So we've got those months ahead from March to June to get the maximum time of light, which I will just add is the reason why I don't understand why people feel that they need to have daylight savings time. You already are waxing in light. You've got a lot of light coming in now. So, at any rate, this is telling us that those months are about moving forward into the future, into the new, into the invention, into the new ideas, and that we will be seeing also, if we shift gear and look at it on the mundane stage, the tremendous power of revolution in the group. You know, it's interesting that it just so happened, sometimes this happens with me, that I turned on the PBS NewsHour, and there was a man who is, I can't think of his name now, and I can't even give you his exact title, but he's in charge of all the foreign affairs in the Biden administration. And, you know, one of the big deal issues, which is absolutely going to be, because of what we see when the solar eclipse comes in April 8th, the immigration issue. You know, people are angry, Aries, and want to get away from some of the dictatorship or the scary people in their country, because some of them are cartel countries. And really, I mean, anywhere you don't have law and order, you're endangered. And so these people are obsessed with finding freedom. Pluto in Aquarius, right? So this is something we also are seeing. And he was trying to remind the American people, which is not easy to do because we are a Cancer nation. We're very emotional. We get our little buttons punched, and they punch so easily, you know, and we take it personally, you know. And so it's hard to get some things across to the minds of people who are frightened or worried about this issue, that it's not just happening here. This is not the only border that is receiving the major migrational energies. Well, we have not just the issues of what we are looking at in terms of the power, the dictator, the whatever, but also, quite honestly, climate change. And this is going to be growing. So what people are, when they're afraid, you know, they want to stop. Don't let them in. Don't let them come in. And I was talking with a group of astrologers, Asheville Friends of Astrology, had a very interesting talk on Saturn-Neptune conjunction Friday evening. And it was, you know, being mentioned by me, of course, that our country has always been that way. You know, everybody who came in after your group came in was feared and put down as much as possible. So if, let's say, you know, I have some relatives who came in 1642 from England, you know, they were the ones that didn't like it when the Irish came in, and then the Irish didn't like when the Italians came in, and then there were the poor. You know, so every wave of new comes in, and we feel a frightened Cancer that someone's coming into our home and we're not secure. And this is something that if we could only lift ourselves out of that fear. It's not easy. It's one of the intrinsic fears of the human being, you know. But if we could take a look at solving the needs, because it's not going to stop. It's going to keep increasing as different aspects in the world increase. You know, I was a climate change immigrant to South Carolina. They weren't that crazy about having us, what they called halfbacks. Well, they still call us halfbacks, but because we were moving up from Florida coastline, and we did it pretty early. You know, I'm here 18 years, but I saw the handwriting on the beach. And so I said, I'm coming. I'm getting out before I have to get out. I want to get out when I can still sell property and, you know, find something else. So the halfbacks started arriving with me. And so we didn't want to go all the way back up to the north because we were not used to the cold anymore. And we found our place here. So immigration, climate immigration has been happening. And I hear people are leaving California. Why would they do that, you know? What is always in the news, right? So here's the equinox, and here's this issue. And what will happen? Well, the other planets, Neptune is sitting with the sun, Neptune and Pisces, so this is the thing that's the fear element, the confusion, the deception elements that are in everything. And so it isn't easy. It's not happening easily without that cloud around it. Venus is in Pisces. There she is. She is going to be for the wounded birds of the world. She has the compassion. She's sitting with Saturn, though. So she is, in a sense, with the victim, Saturn in Pisces, but also she may not have always as much warmth or love nature due to the Saturn energy. She may feel also that she's being scorned in her attempts to do something, and that's kind of an interesting thing to be playing out now. Mercury in Aries is with the North Node, but he's also with Chiron. It's a little group there, and they are, about what I mentioned earlier with Aries, Chiron and Aries. How do we do the positive innovation? How do we do positive leadership? How do we have courage? And how do we handle standing up for ourselves without being aggressive, having wars? You know, war is not the answer. But also, South Node in Libra, and neither is, you know, trying to please everyone and, you know, not making decisions or breaking our promises. That's not a great idea. The Sun in Aries is also trine the Moon in Leo. Okay, so the Moon in Leo has just moved off trine to the Sun when this lunar eclipse when this equinox will come in. The energy there is saying we can be strong, we can lead, we can handle it. And I think that that's, you know, one of the positive flows of energy in these 3 months. If we tell ourselves we can handle it. Mars in Aquarius has stirred up a lot. You know, anger in the group is one way of looking at it, but also being passionate about equal rights and the future is also part of it. So, you know, when we look at planets and things, there's always that spectrum. But Mars is in the chart of the equinox, ruling the Sun in Aries and the North Node, but now in a degree of Aquarius that will make no aspect before it leaves the sign and goes to Pisces. So it is kind of what we might call peregrine, or, you know, it's in that space where it's still working and it's still moving, but it's not actually going to create something. It has already had the aspects to Jupiter and Uranus. They're growing closer and closer in Taurus because they're going to meet up. You know, we're going to have a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in April, which people are in the field of astrology very excited about, because that's, you know, Jupiter expansion with Uranus change that's beneficial, perhaps, is like, you know, great opportunities. But we have to see, you know, whether those changes can manifest in a good way. This is one of the things that's increasing the power of the electronic currency and the motion recently by the National Real Estate Agency or something like that, that is changing the way we sell houses. I have a couple of friends who are real estate brokers. I'll have to touch in with them to find out how they feel about it. But there was this major lawsuit, and they felt that they were, you know, holding people to very high rates of, you know, the compensation for the realtors. I know it was 6% when I bought my house. And that's a lot of money, especially when you get to the really higher price homes, you know. So it is an issue. There are going to be sides to the issue. It could be a problem, certainly, for people to get a realtor if they decide to leave the profession. So is the change good. It can be good for people selling houses that don't have to pay as high a commission. You used to have to state what commission you would pay before the realtor would work with you, and I think they're changing those regulations. So you see the regulations for the realtor, this is Saturn in Pisces, the things that I counted on are dissolving, okay? But the Saturn is sextile Jupiter, and Venus is also there with it then. So if we can sit down and not be too frightened about it, maybe there are ways to embrace the change and have it work for everyone. And this is one of the things. We have to remember the Uranus and Taurus is trying to get us to look at our vision, our positive vision, instead of falling into the negative vision because we feed these things with our thoughts. So this is what you're going to be seeing for the months from this time of the Aries ingress of the Sun until the time when we get to the greatest day of light in the middle of the summer, midsummer solstice, which this year is on the 20th of June. All right, I'm actually going to leave that topic now, but that's one of the things that I used to do always was the charts, and I laid off that for a while. But I think it's important because it's so close to the cycle of the eclipses also this year. So now we've had the ingress, so we're moving now in our week that we want to get things done with the power of the Sun in Aries to begin. But again, as I said, the moon is in Leo and it is coming to square Jupiter at 9:35 p.m. on Wednesday. So you may overdo, overpay, overspend also. So be aware of that. But if we get past 9:35 p.m. and we're still awake, a good time to communicate some things, and you can now because of the electronics of life, Moon trine Mercury in Aries, which comes in at 5:57 a.m. on Thursday. The Moon will go to a square to Uranus and Taurus at 8:07 a.m. So now something is changing that doesn't please the Leo Moon, and there's could be about finance then, definitely. And the rest of the lunar energy isn't very helpful. The moon is opposing Mars in Aquarius, as the moon that was in 3 degrees of Leo is now up to the, that is an aspect for Mars, but it's not the one that Mars is making by moving forward. So this is a day where quarrels and discord. Venus makes the exact conjunction to Saturn at 7:09 p.m. And about the only thing going for us is the Sun makes the exact sextile to Pluto in Aquarius at 4:03 p.m. So you can be looking at things, but I would be careful about acting on things on the 21st. I wouldn't get involved in arguments. No. Fixed sign arguments never resolve. The moon enters Virgo at 3:42 a.m. on Friday the 22nd. Excuse me. We're in pollen time here, and I didn't bring my water with me today, of course. The moon will be traveling a long time before it gets to the opposition to Saturn at 5:17 a.m. on Saturday, the 23rd. So you don't feel it necessarily, but if you're looking forward and you're trying to move something into being, I wouldn't do it on that day. Either Friday is not your best day. One of the things that's happening is the Mars energy shifts also on Friday the 22nd. So you're at 7:47 p.m. on Friday, and Aries is going to be Aquarius is going to be not the mode now, and Pisces is going to come in, and this is more energy for the people who are trying to heal the underdogs. You know, this is Mars in Pisces. It will fight, but not necessarily for itself. It doesn't express outwardly easily its anger or its passion or its energy, because it's in the deep sea water of Pisces. So we may have a little bit of a letdown in our energetic level, but you will see activity taking place in the house that has the Pisces transit in your chart. It will, if you needed energy to start taking place there, it will, whenever it crosses the line of the house cusp. Let's see how long. Somebody might be thinking that right now. How long is it in Pisces? And I didn't do my prep work to find that out. So I have to go and look. And, well, I see it at zero Aries on the first day of May. So that's a good clue, right? So the first day of May, which is going to get into a Beltane festival time, is when it heats up in that way. But one of the things that I did mention, I think, in another podcast, is once we get the Mercury retrograde, we're out of the full direct for the year. We won't have that again for a while, because by the time Mercury goes direct, Pluto is the first, and that will go retrograde. So anyway, Mars will be, May 1st. It'll try as hard as it can. Saturday, we also have the Moon opposing Venus in Pisces at 8:54 a.m., so it's not an easy morning if you're the Virgo energy that wants to try to get somebody to organize or follow a program. It's a drifty, dreamy Venus that isn't really paying a lot of attention to what you're saying. So it's a little bit different. Even what do we want to do today is a little bit different for people discussing it perhaps on Saturday the 23rd. But the Moon in Virgo is moving toward a trine now to Jupiter in Taurus, 11:22 a.m. Yay! Something is working in the world, in whatever you're wanting to do in the world. If you want to be out and about, that's fine. But if you want to get some chores done, that's fine. And if you want to look at financial issues, this is a good time, you know. The Moon in Virgo moves on from 11:22 a.m. Eastern to the trine to Uranus and Taurus until 9:10 p.m. So here again, Virgo is now looking for some new methods. Maybe it's an electronic, you know, maybe it's something that helps you clean, or maybe it's something that helps you organize, or something that is good for finance, or a healthy diet, especially healthy diet this time with the Virgo moon. You know, so you may be ordering your vitamins online or something like that. But at any rate, that Saturday is a good energy to get things done. The next aspect, however, for Moon in Virgo, you may have guessed already because you've been listening every week, is the opposition to Neptune. Oh, really, probably the least happy moment for Virgo is having to deal with this cloud, persistent confusion, unreliability. It's, you know, just maybe it's weather, maybe it's illness also. If you're out after 9:10 p.m. on Saturday evening or somewhere with a crowd around you until 11:49 a.m. on Sunday, there's greater risk. Doesn't mean you'll get it. I mean, one thing I say over and over again, I try to say it so people will understand. If those aspects are specifically active in your birth chart, if you don't know your birth chart, you won't know. whether you've got planets in these higher degrees, 26, 27, of the sign of Virgo, Pisces, Sag, Gemini, you know, if it's connecting to something in your chart, it's more noticeable, the effect of the experience of any planet combination. So I'm not saying everybody's in jeopardy, I'm not saying that, but everybody will be feeling that inconsistency, the should I believe this, I can't see through the fog. If you happen to be out and about, you could be concerned by weather. And so just remember that that's there. And on Sunday until 11:49 a.m. Because meanwhile, Venus in Pisces, sextil Jupiter in Taurus. Boy, Mercury's not even slowed down yet. 12:37 p.m. Now that's a very optimistic pair. And that's a very good opportunity pair also. Unfortunately, it comes so close to that moon opposition to Neptune, and the moon is void of course now. But, you know, this is the time where you may have, once you get to 12 noon, you may have a very lovely lunch, enjoyable meal, enjoyable time, but it's a brief moment without the moon going into Neptune. I mean, it has been in orb that whole time, too. So, I'm just saying. Moon will enter Libra, the void of course Libra moon, after that Neptune opposition, 4:37 p.m. That comes in on Sunday, and it goes to a trine to Pluto in Aquarius. Now, moon in Libra is about relationship, right? It's also about legal things and contractual relationships, as opposed to casual relationships, partnerships of all kinds, and balance and harmony and all of that. But it's getting along quite well with Pluto these days while it's in Aquarius, because the discussion aspect is in the Libra moon also. It's very happy to explore different sides, different ideas, and Pluto will be having a lot of those until 8:11 p.m. on Sunday, and then the moon goes to oppose the sun in Aries, 3 a.m. on Monday, the 25th, and I will do a separate podcast for that, so you'll have that to listen to. And next week, again, Mercury slows down on the 26th, and it also has an aspect with the moon in Libra on the 26th while it's slowing down. But other things that we will get into for the coming week is the fact that Easter is arriving on the 31st. And we have to look at that holiday weekend, I guess, so that we know about good travel times and, you know, how the energies may be flowing on the different days of a holiday weekend for us. So that is my weekly astrology forecast for you. Remember to take a look at how this week is moving towards that full moon lunar eclipse. And I will say goodbye for now.